Take off your shoes, throw it in the corner. Take off your shoes, throw it in the corner. Take off your shoes, throw it in the corner. Can't see why you can't stay a little longer. Take off your wig, throw it in the corner. Take off your wig, throw it in the corner. Take off your wig, throw it in the corner. Can't see why you can't stay a little longer. Take off your drawers, throw it in the corner. Take off your drawers, throw it in the corner. Take off your drawers, throw it in the corner. Can't see why you can't stay a little longer. Dance all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, stay a little longer. Can't see why you can't stay a little longer.
That's the Grandmaster of Zydeco, Buzu. Motor Dude Special. A song about his old racehorse from the Zydeco Trail Ride CD. In fact, we heard two in a row from Buzu. Before that, we heard Dance All Night, Stay a Little Longer from the Johnny Billy Goat release. And that was topped off by Lil Nate and the Zydeco Big Timers, I Want to Dance, from his Unpause CD. Joe Hall also came your way. It sounded good on that one with Nobody Wants to Dance with Me from his latest release called Eh Shack Katan here on the Zydeco Stomp KRVS 88.7 FM and online worldwide. KRVS.org. Buzu played the trail rides and had the dust flying and have a guest here in the studio. He was introduced to trail rides a few years ago, and now he's got a beautiful photo exhibition going on at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. And it'd be my pleasure to be part of that next Saturday. We're going to be a part of a panel discussion. Welcome to the Zydeco Stomp, Jeremiah Arias.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
So good to have you in, and so much we can talk about. I guess we can start off with your book. This is how it all started, with Louisiana Trail Riders,
yeah.
Correct?
Well, it was about 4 years of work that went into getting the book. So yeah. I had been out there on the trails for about four and a half years. And the culmination of those photographs finally came together in a book in late 2018. Happy to have the exhibition here in town going through the end of the month.
Yeah. So how long has it been up? It's been for at least a month now.
Yeah,
so,
it went up in January. So it's had a three-month run. It will have a three-month run by the time it comes out.
And describe some of your photos. It's all black and white photos.
It's all black and white,
beautiful stuff.
Thank you so much. They're photographs that I've really tried to capture the spirit of the trail rides. It was something I just really stumbled into by chance, and it was such a gracious community, and they welcomed me in. And I started photographing, and you know, the photographs try to represent what it's like to be out there on a Sunday afternoon ride. And I got folks that are, you know, saddling their horses at the beginning of the beginning of the day, and going out for the ride, and then we got a little bit of the festivities that happen afterwards, and I just try to put it all together in a way that would make sense for a viewer and try to give them a little sense of what this culture is about.
And with your photo exhibition and in the book, you have photos from St. Landry Parish and throughout the area.
Yeah. Almost all the photographs are made probably within about a 60-70 mile radius of where we're at right here.
Cool. So, very nice. Yeah. So people will see some familiar faces and some good stuff in it. You mentioned stumbling upon a trail ride. How did that happen? Because it's kind of one of those things, unless you follow trail rides or Zydeco or Creole culture, a lot of people don't know about trail rides.
And I'm not from Louisiana. I moved here in 2006, so I was not necessarily new to the state, but I wasn't familiar with all its cultural offerings. But I was just out on a weekend on my motorcycle, not terribly too far from here, riding around, and a trail rider was coming down the road, and they took up both lanes of this little two-lane highway, and I pulled over and just watched them go by, and I was kind of in awe, and just everybody was having such a good time. And luckily, I had a camera with me, and so I pulled it out, and I took a few photographs as people were riding by, and a gentleman, his name was Henry, at the end of the trail ride, waved to me and invited me along with him. And so I turned my bike around and I rode with him and I took some photographs. And then at the end of the ride, I got to meet some people and I got some phone numbers and I got directions to the next ride. And that's what started it off.
Yeah. So after that, how many rides did you attend? And
just... Oh, man. Well, because I was photographing it for about four and a half years, I went on several dozen rides. I went on as many rides as I could whenever I was around around the area.
So, So what were your impressions just as you became part of the community? just what did you think after a while?
Well, I got to say, I had not seen anything like it. And I grew up in a pretty rural environment in Kansas. And, you know, we're no stranger to horses there. And I used to ride horses when I was a kid, but I had never seen anything like this. And just the festivity of it. And one of the things that was really surprising to me was that this was all happening in a manner that really wasn't for an audience. It was, it's not a parade.
Right.
It's a procession that happens, but it's happening just for the people themselves. And so I think because of that, and that's one of the just truly beautiful things about it, but because of that, a lot of people don't know about it, and I certainly didn't know about it. And upon stumbling across the rides, was very curious, and I tried to find out as much as I could, and I was surprised that I really couldn't find very much about them. I couldn't find much academic material. I couldn't find many images. I couldn't find, like, where this history came from. And so that really started me doing as much research as I could, and I recognized the importance of what was happening and maybe what the photographs could give. And so I kept at it. And before long, I had the idea of a book would really be the best way to document this, to preserve this, to share this, and make it available for, you know, for the future audiences as well.
Yeah, well, so glad you did it. And it's some fantastic work, both with the book and the photo exhibit, currently at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. And a week from today at 10 o'clock, there'll be panel discussion going on. Yours truly will be the moderator, and Jeremiah will be a part of that panel too, along with LaToya Harris from the trail ride community. Tiffany Gilrich, several generations of her family been involved in trail rides. Gwen Yvonne Einsendale. You have to pardon me, Gwenny. She's from England, but she's been studying trail rides and music and doing a great job. And Paul Scott from the Step and Stud Trail Ride should be with us. So that'll all be a week from today, from 10 o'clock until 11:30 at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Coffee and Conversations is being called Louisiana Trail Riders. So that should be pretty cool, Jeremiah.
Thank you.
And with the trail ride, you mentioned the crowds and just being so hidden, but you can have those trail rides anywhere from a couple of hundred people to several thousand, five, sometimes 10,000 people. It's amazing.
And I've never been on a ride that's quite that big. I think I've always been out of the area when the big one of the year happens, and so I've missed that. But, you know, the ones that I've been on, whether they're small, whether they're large, they've all just had the same spirit of camaraderie and just a real generosity to them, and so I've been so happy to be part of everyone that I've been on. And I do want to say why I have the opportunity. If anybody's out there that has a photograph that is in the book, or their photograph is in the exhibition, I have a print for you, so I'd love to be able to get you that print. And I took information as I was photographing people over the years, but some names and numbers got away from me, and I wasn't able to get in touch with everybody. But if I haven't gotten you a photograph yet, and your photograph is in the book, or your photograph is on the wall right now, I have a print for you, and I'd love to be able to get that to you. And so you can reach me, but you can also get a hold of me through the Acadiana Center for the Arts. I have a website. I have a contact there. But yeah, I'd just love to be able to share that with the,
fantastic,
with the people there.
That's so nice. What response did you get from the trail riders?
Well,
about the book and the pictures.
To me, it was like the best review I could get was having some of the riders come in and just feel like, yeah, man, you got it. You got it right here. And just the affirmation, I think, both to me, but really for them, and seeing this thing that they are a part of being recognized in such a public way, seeing their images on this, museum wall, seeing their club names up there. I think that that's it gives a wonderful endorsement, I think, to what they're doing. And it's been a great reception so far, and I hope all the riders that are in the show get a chance to see it. I really hope they have a chance to see what that's like. And
Next Saturday would be a great time. Next 10 Saturday. O'clock for Coffee and Conversations, Acadiana Center for the Arts, downtown Lafayette. Jeremiah, how long have you been a photographer? What's some other works you've done?
Oh boy, I've been a photographer for quite a while. I've been teaching at LSU for going on 13 years thereabouts. And I work on sort of long-term documentary projects, and this is the first project that I've done in the South. But a lot of my work is looking at representations of the American West. And so how this trail ride fits into that, most people have a notion of a cowboy as, somebody white, somebody in the American West.
Right.
And my work is looking at all these areas in which that sort of mythology of the American West has overlooked other peoples, other cultures, and, that's how the Trail Riders fits into this larger body of work. But I spent a decade photographing in a little town in Tucumcari, New Mexico, and that's going to be the subject of the next exhibition I do towards the end of this year, right about the time of the national election. I've been focused on this little town and returning there as much as I could over 10 years, and so it's a really comprehensive project, and it's really meant to be a window to America. And and I've had other projects I've done in the United States. I've done some projects abroad. I'm working on a project right now back where my family's from in Kansas, and looking at that landscape and my family's land and some of the people that have been a really important part of my experience growing up there.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like you're doing some great work, just what you mentioned about with cowboys, because as you know so well in this area, well, we have the Hollywood version of cowboys, and I grew up loving Westerns from my dad, but in this area, cowboys were black and spoke French, and that's a story that hadn't been told, and it's finally coming out now.
And I love sharing this work with audiences across the country when I get a chance to give a talk or exhibit the work in other places, and they come in and I'll play some Zydeco music. I always play that at the reception give them a little chance to really get a sense of what it feels like to be there. And people's minds just seem blown. They're just really surprised. They've never seen anything like it.
Where
They've
has
never
this
heard
been?
Anything like it. So I'm often asked, who sang that song? Like, you know, it might be little Nathan or one of the Zydeco artists that I've heard on the trail rides. And that it's just been so much fun sharing this with people all over. But it's been in Nashville, Tennessee. It's been at Duke Center for Documentary Studies in Durham, North Carolina. It's been at a museum back near where I grew up in Kansas at K-State University. Or the University of Kansas, rather, excuse me.
Yeah.
There's a photograph going to be up in a group show in Houston next week, and, you know, I'm just trying to show it as much as I can.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, spreading the culture to so many people. And congratulations on the book and also on the exhibition that's going on, photo exhibit at the Acadiana Center for the Arts till the end of March.
Yes,
gonna
sir.
Be on.
Yes, sir.
And then a week from today, Saturday from 10 until 11:30, Coffee and Conversations, Louisiana Trail Riders. Jeremiah will be there, part of a panel discussion. I'll moderate that. And should be a good time. I'm looking forward to that. Jeremiah, you mentioned you have a website. Just how can people get in touch with you, maybe find out more about the book?
Well, I got two websites, really. I got one that's dedicated to this project, and that's LouisianaTrailRiders.com.
All right.
And the other website is just my name. It's Jeremiah Aries, and that's A-R-I-A-Z is how you spell the last name, JeremiahAries.com, and both of those sites you can reach me from.
Fantastic. Well, Jeremiah, thank you so much. Congratulations again, and looking forward to next Saturday.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
And thank you for being on the Zydeco Stone.
Yes, sir.
KRVX.
Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and memory of Little Buck Senegal. For over 32 years, providing local musicians with a selection of musical instruments, accessories, and PA packages, as well as loans on used professional audio gear. Acadian Pawn, 1304 Moss Street, Lafayette, and at its new location at 110 Gilbo Road. The website is acadianpawn.com.
Hey everybody, this is Michael Juan Nunez, and you're listening to Zydeco Stomp with Herman Fuselier. Barbecue and drink a few.
Oh! Hit it.
You like me? That's the thing about making a big M.
Look here. Look at that. Is you over there?
Who is that cat?
We better sing one verse, please.
All right.
Ah, what we gotta do? Gotta have a funk good time. Oh, yeah. Gotta have a funk good time. Oh, yeah. Gotta have a funk good time. I didn't know you were singing, Fred. Come on so much, brother.
Right now.
Don't go nowhere, though. I just need you to stay. The sun will be up in an hour. Fais attention. That's Chris Hardwick from his Evolution CD. He calls that one Stay. Chris Hardwick, Zydeco, New Step. And right before Chris, we heard from Simsport, Louisiana native Joe Simon, now Bishop Joe Simon, but oh, he had some good rhythm and blues and soul numbers in the 60s and 70s, and that was one of them. The Power of Love, Mr. Joe Simon, the main drag in Simsport, now named after him. We heard the selection from the CD title, Music in My Bones, a title from one of his other hits from Days Gone By. That's topped off by The Godfather, the hardest working man in show business, Mr. Please Please himself, soul brother number one, James Brown. Doing It to Death from the Star Time box set, The Godfather. And we heard several in a row from Buzu Chavis from that Zydeco Trail Ride CD here on the Zydeco Stomp, KRVS 88.7 FM and online worldwide, KRVS.org. Thanks for making the Stomp and KRVS party of Saturday afternoon. It's been a good and kind of sad day for me. Before I came to the Zydeco Stomp this morning, I passed by two visitations. So want to do a couple of songs. Well, one song in particular in memory of the family and friends that I visited this morning. One service was for Mr. Albert Taylor from Opelousas, longtime neighbor, grew up with his kids. We all went to school together, John and Gregory, my brother-in-law, that's his uncle, Mr. Albert Taylor, and he was a longtime educator and a coach in Opelousas and basketball official, football official. He wore a lot of hats, but made it to the age of 90, but passed away recently, so I want to remember Mr. Albert Taylor. And also Ray Abshire. You might have heard about Ray in the news. Ray passed away suddenly after he's a Cajun musician, great accordion player, kept it traditional, played with the Balfour Brothers back in the day, and he played all day long at Mardi Gras and Mamou and passed away that evening, had a heart attack. He was 68 years old, but what a great guy. You couldn't find a nicer guy than Ray Abshire. When Philip Gould and I were going around taking pictures for our dance hall book, Ghost of Good Times, Ray took an entire Saturday and took us all over South Louisiana. To show us the places where he used to play. Many of those places are empty lots now, but he made them come alive with music and stories. And such a great day I always remember. And I had a chance to interview Ray when I was at the newspaper several times, but always a great guy and a great musician. So we're sorry to see both of them go, Mr. Albert Taylor and Ray Abshire. So just want to play a song in their memory here on the Zydeco Stomp on KRVS. Let's call on the two-time Grammy winner, the Aaron Neville of Zydeco, the Creole Sam Cooke, Terrence Simeon, Will the Circle Be Unbroke?
I was standing by my window on a cold and cloudy day when I saw birds will roll in. They were taking my best friend away. Undertaker, Undertaker, won't you please drive real slow? That's my best friend that you're carrying. Lord, I sure hate to see him go. Will the circle be unbroken by and by? On my way. Undertaker, Undertaker, won't you please drive real slow? That's my father that you're carrying. Lord, I sure hate to see him go. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Years have passed now by the same old window on a cold and cloudy day. Oh yeah, when I saw those first wheels rolling, ooh, they were taking King Hitler away.
Undertaker, Undertaker, won't you please drive?
From Exotico on the Bayou CD 1990, Terrence Simeon from Mallard, Louisiana in St. Landry Parish, of course living in Lafayette, but 35 years now and touring all over the place, about to make his 35th straight appearance at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. That's a song he dedicated to the King of Exotico, Clifton Chenier, when he passed away. His version of Will the Circle Be Unbroken, doing that in memory of Mr. Albert Taylor from Opelousas and Cajun musician Ray Abshire. And Pud Sharp was on that trip, the dance hall trip we did with Ray Abshire, and Pud just dropped me a line on Facebook. He says, happy to say everywhere I've been this afternoon, from Acadiana Pawn Shop to the Taco Sisters, they've been jamming to the Zydeco Stomp. I know that's right. I couldn't do it without you, Pud. Glad you tuned in, and good to see you recently. And my boys, Trey and Gavin Fusilade, have been to Baton Rouge to the LSU game. It's over already. LSU beat Texas A&M, but they're driving back listening to the Zydeco Stomp. Y'all be careful on that road, and thanks for tuning in. Listen to y'all daddy on the Zydeco Stomp. I have to see if I can find that ID y'all did years ago. And hello, Andrew and Mitzi Duyon. They tuned into the stomp, and Mitzi says Andrew's got bronchitis, but he's still stomping on this Saturday afternoon. So Andrew and Mitzi, y'all keep dancing in the kitchen. You give him some rest now, Mitzi, so he can catch his breath a little bit. glad y'all tuned in to the Zydeco Stomp, as always, here on KRVS. Who is this?
Keith Frank.
That's what I thought.
LA 26.
Uh-oh. Says not what you got.
Tell y'all a story.
It's how you use it.
From when I was a very young man.
Tell them, Keith Frank.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. No lie now. Listen up, all you fellas. Nah, I never been a lonely man, but I won't claim to understand. When my woman wanted me to turn her key, I wanted to do so graciously. But there were some things I didn't understand. But keep in mind, I was a very young man, and I wasn't sure if it was just all lies. The women only worried about the size. Now when I ask about it, her face turned red. People, let me tell you, this is what she said. What she said blew my mind. What she said, yes, it blew my mind. That's what she said. It ain't what you got, it's how you use it. Definitely don't abuse it. It ain't what you got, it's how you use it. Just please don't abuse it. If you wanna go left or right all night, as long as you do it right, you go up and down and all around. Don't just stop till she make that sound. It ain't what you got, it's how you use it. Definitely don't abuse it. It ain't what you got, it's how you use it. Definitely don't abuse it. Shuffle for me now. Ha. Shuffle for me now.
Made them sweat, but I never will forget. It ain't what you got, it's how you use it. Definitely don't abuse it. It ain't what you got, it's how you use it. Definitely don't abuse it. If you wanna go left or right all night, as long as you do it right, you go up and down and all around. Stop till she make that sound. It ain't what you got, it's how you use it. Definitely don't abuse it. It ain't what you got, it's how you use it. Definitely don't abuse it now. We'll be right back.
This is Trey Fuseli.
Hi, my name is Gavin Fuseli.
You're listening to our Dash Radio show, Zydeco Stomp, on KRVS 88.7 FM.
And online at krvs.org. Head to our daddy. It sounds like I'm a cowboy. Head to our
Let's go.
Make me wanna leave.
Leave you alone.
Make me wanna leave.
That's right.
Leave you alone.
Got to.
Make me wanna leave.
You know you do.
Leave you alone.
Now leave you alone.
Make me wanna leave.
I don't know what's going on.
Leave you alone.
Yeah. Got to find a way to leave you alone. But in the meantime,
make me wanna leave.
I'ma sing about it.
Leave you alone.
That's right.
Make me wanna leave. Leave you alone.
I don't know what's wrong.
Make me wanna leave.
I just can't.
Leave you alone.
It's hard, you know.
Make me wanna leave.
But I got to.
Leave you alone.
Check it out. I tried, yes, I tried. But I just couldn't leave you alone. I tried.
Yeah. no good lying. That's a fact. She's a liar. Oh, she's a liar. I take heed to the word I say. Love the door, send her on the way. She's a liar. Oh, she's a liar. Well, she's a liar.
She's a liar.
She's a liar.
CT and ZT. Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble from his latest release called Rise Up. It's something he calls She's a Liar. And that was preceded by J. Paul and the Zydeco New Breeds, a CD he did on Louisiana Red Hot Records called Who Do You Love? Make Me Wanna Leave You Alone. And a double dose of Keith Frank and the Swallow Zydeco Band. In fact, the second song we heard was done as the Soulwood All-Stars Country Boy, Legends of the South, Volume 2. And before that, we went to the Return of the King CD. It ain't what you got, but how you use it. Keith Frank and the Swallow Zydeco Band. Want to say good afternoon to James Adams from Houston, Texas. He said he's got it loud and proud in Crockett, Texas. Good to hear from you, J.B. Adams. Hope things going well your way here. Well, over in Texas, as you tune into the Zydeco Stomp, KRVS 88.7 FM, online worldwide, krvs.org. It's always a good time here on the Stomp, but we always like to have guests, too. We had Jeremiah Irees to talk about his photo exhibit and book that he has going on with the Trail Riders. And now we're going to talk about something special going on in my home parish of St. Landry, Sunset, to be exact. We heard from Curly Taylor. He's from Sunset. So the old Sunset School eventually will be back with a new life and all about the French culture. So introduce who you are and just what you got going on.
Yeah, first of all, thanks so much for having us. We are such big fans, I'm going to be honest. So we were so excited to announce that we'd be here today. My name is Lindsay Smythe-Duce, and I am the school leader of a French immersion school that's opening in Sunset in August. And this has been a pretty long road for us. We were going on about 4 years of planning.
Yeah.
But we were very, very fortunate that in October, just a few months ago, St. Landry Parish approved us to be a Type 1 charter school in St. Wow. Landry Parish. So we will be starting next year in August with kindergarten and first grade students. Mm-hmm. We're aiming for 96 total students. That's okay. The kind of number we agreed on. Yeah. And our lottery deadline was yesterday at 5 p.m.
Oh,
so
wow.
Everybody who applied before the lottery was able to get in that priority spot. And luckily for them, we had just under what we wanted. So every single parent and student that applied by 5 p.m. yesterday is now officially
nice.
One of our students.
Oh,
so
wow,
we will continue to do more recruiting and more things like that moving into, of course, August. But
nice.
We still have 6 more months to get more students, but
okay.
That was the first step.
Yeah, yeah. So what is this school going to look like, sound like? All in French,
all
correct?
In French. So what I like to really compare it to is that of Myrtle Elementary in Lafayette,
mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
it's one of the few schools that I know of that it doesn't have an English tract and an immersion tract.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be only a French-speaking elementary,
yeah.
which means everybody speaks French. And yeah. there's the only English that they're going to be doing during the day is their English language arts lesson.
Yeah.
So there's not going to be students that